Kevin Keith along with you. It's 9:55. I'm joined in the studio with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. We also have on the phone Frankfort Street Department Superintendent Jason Forsyth with some late-breaking news on some unfortunate incidents that occurred in our community last night, particularly with the Washington Avenue project. First off, good morning, Jason. Thanks for the phone call this morning. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I appreciate you giving me the time this morning. I'm just really disappointed this morning. We laid probably a good 400 feet of concrete sidewalk yesterday on Washington Avenue, and I know everyone's excited about getting that open and looking forward to it, but the reason that we continue to have issues and we can't get that open is because we continue to have things go on down there that are unfortunate, and people in our own community are doing these. We had about 125 foot section of concrete that someone rode their bicycle through last night when it was about cured up. I'd say probably another half hour or 40 minutes it would have been cured up. The caution tape was around it. We obviously didn't blanket the sidewalk last night because the temperatures were not where they need to do that. And now we have 125 foot of sidewalk that we're going to have to repair somewhat. I don't even know how they do that, to be honest with you, but it's just disappointing when people are working so hard down there and everybody wants that opened up, but the reason we can't open it up is because foolishness of the people in our community. We possibly have video of this. This is an opportunity for whoever is listening or maybe might know who did this to come forward before. But it's just, you know, it's something I thought I needed to call you guys about because, you know, obviously I've been working hard with that project for a long time, but not just me. There's a lot of people involved that have been trying to get to the point we're at right now to get that opened, and everyone's frustrated that we aren't opening it, but this is the reason why. This is for something that didn't have to happen. And we're dealing with it, with things like that. We're dealing with people driving over curbs. We're dealing with people riding their bikes and stepping their footprints into, you know, freshly poured concrete. You know, and the thing about it is we want to open that up with no issues, with everything looking the way it's supposed to look, and we get foolishness like this that occurs that prevents us from doing that as soon as we'd like to. And it's just frustrating. Very frustrating.
Well, we sense your frustration, and all of us are frustrated in the community on that. You had mentioned possibly cameras, and I was wondering about the police presence. I know we have awesome policemen who are all over the city all times of the day and night, and they can't be expected to just sit there and watch things. But if you have people driving around barriers and barricades and caution tape, I don't know how you police that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way we could. I mean, Scott's people are great people, and they've actually been down there several times and spent, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes down there keeping an eye on traffic, you know, running at a high rate of speed or going through there like they're not, you know, like they're not supposed to be. And you know, they've taken four or five police reports from us in regards to damages. And yeah, there's just no way, Kevin, but this was a situation where someone lifted the caution tape up. You could tell they you know, brought their bike underneath it, and you can see where they kind of tried to spin out in the concrete. And then on top of that, you could see where their feet were dragging the ground as their bike was sideways in the concrete on one end, and on the other end where someone just stepped into it with their feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they consciously made that decision to do it, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't an accident,
right? Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, everybody's going to say, well, you didn't blanket it. Well, we didn't need to blanket it because the temperatures, that's the reason we blanket it. Those things are expensive
right.
to do that when you have to blanket it. So we didn't blanket the area because we didn't have to. So they put caution tape on both ends of this 125-foot section. And like I said, they went underneath the caution tape and, I mean, you got the road's finished. You can ride your bike right down the middle of the road with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but you know, I know we talked to you, you know, I think it was what, Monday or Tuesday, we talked to you about it, and it's just like, wow, you know, I mean, what goes through people's minds sometimes? I just have no idea.
Yeah, so. You had mentioned earlier this week about someone driving around a barrier. Will there be potential prosecution of that person? I'm guessing you know who it was.
Well, I do know who that was. I did make contact with that company, that individual, Tuesday evening. Let him know the cost of the replacement of curbing, which is about $4,000. That his driver did damage. Of course, his driver didn't let him know what happened. He had no idea.
Right.
The guy was very nice on the phone, was very respectful, and apologized for his driver's actions. But I've also obviously asked how we're going to handle the financial side of it. You know, going through insurance and things like that sometimes can take forever.
Right.
You know, I sent him probably 7 pictures from that incident that Milestone had taken and forwarded to me and let him know. And, I mean, he couldn't believe it. You know, I said, you know, they drove through they didn't drive through it, they moved it.
Right.
And then drove through it.
Yeah.
And then drove up and over to the curb. Like I said, it took out, like I said, it's about, to rip it out and to replace it and put it back in is about a $4,000 cost. And I don't know what they're going to do in this situation here with this to make it look right. You know, it's just unfortunate things. But,
yeah
the other situation, I'm attempting to do it between Milestone and the company responsible for that because it's a much quicker process. But I'm not so sure how that'll all end up. But we are looking into getting reimbursed for whatever work needs to be done to replace that curb.
Well, Jason, keep up the good work, and we appreciate the update this morning. And sorry to hear it, but I'm sure we'll find a way around this.
We appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
All right. That's Street Department Superintendent Jason Forsyth with some unfortunate things happening last night in the community. With someone riding a bike through concrete that was almost ready for the sidewalks and almost cured, just needed another half hour. But now we've got a whole other situation to worry about. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date on that.